And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, I mean to say, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I gotta pause what I'm doing here and give you guys something big to think about and something free to take away from it. You ready? So here's the deal. This being the crazy world that it is, and yes, we talk about it on our daily basis. Being a crazy world, here I got an audience full of right side ruffians. A lot of y'all out there are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement and also, by the way, standing up for your beliefs. You care, right? What if you found out, though, in the middle of doing all that, that the things you're investing in are actually going to things that are absolutely contrary to what you believe in? Happens all the time. Well, maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer. That's Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and other financial experts at Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors, one of our newest advertisers. Look, I'm talking about financial planning that considers who you are and what you believe in. These are solid local experts using biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies to maximize your return. And they do it in a way that has a real impact not only on your bottom line, but on the world in which we live. I mean, I call this financial freedom, true financial freedom. So here's the free thing. You ready? If you want to know what's already in your portfolio and whether it's going places you don't like, then maybe you ought to check out and get a free impact report at their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com, a free impact report. By the way, you can also go to our website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and then just click on our sponsors tab, go to their logo, it takes you right to their website. So yeah, this is exactly what I said earlier. It's conservative, it's godly, it's balanced, it's financial freedom, it's Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. Check them out. All right, I'm going to number three on the trip. I will say this, though, real quick. Glad of it. So the guy who took issue with me about Ashley Babbitt on the text line is Alex from Huntsville. You can plug him in there, bud. Alex from Huntsville. So Alex, first of all, thank you for identifying yourself. He says he's not a liberal. He's just not a conservative. Okay. He says she ignored the warnings. Security guard had staffers behind him. Clear and present danger, armed or unarmed. You know this. Don't bear false witness from your platform. I am not bearing false witness from my platform. I'm receiving your false witness and I'm countering it. The reality is this. A lot of people who've done a lot of worse didn't receive a single repercussion. One unarmed female who climbed through a window and shouted at somebody is dead. And you can't tell me that the escalating use of force and non-lethal force also being available to them shouldn't have changed that dynamic. There it is. Mike from Huntsville, you and all your MAGA friends are disgusting. I'm sick of your Trump praise. We aren't on the same planet. I hate Republicans. Okay, Mike. Thanks. Glad you're listening. And by the way, there's a cure for that. The cure for that is keep listening. Richard T. from Madison says, how many Black Lives Matter and pro-Palestine protesters had guns and killed Capitol Police and were intent on hanging the vice president? Who asked for immunity? Someone who was guilty and wants to stay out of jail. Actually, no. Let me respond to that. Okay, Richard T. from Madison, who apparently just is mad, just angry that Trump may have immunity. Let me ask you this. Biden leaves office. Somebody believes that their son or daughter was killed by an illegal alien as a direct result of Biden's inability to control the southern border. So they decide they want to bring not just civil chart claims, they want to bring actual criminal indictments against Biden for reckless endangerment, for maybe conspiring in such a way that killed the individual. Should that be able to happen? I mean, arguably, I see the point. I think his policies are the direct result of, or the deaths are the direct result of his policies. But if a president of the United States, in his official capacity, cannot function in his job, even if I disagree with his policies, but he's still doing his job, he shouldn't face criminal prosecution. It's common sense. And in 230 years of this country, that has been the standard we've lived by. But the overreach by the Biden DOJ to try and indict Trump for a speech and claim that he somehow tried to violate Sarbanes-Oxley? Give me a break, man. Richard T., you know better than that. The truth of the matter is, if they don't like Trump's speech, it doesn't mean they get to indict him under a criminal prosecution facing a 20-year sentence on something that was never intended to be done that way, and that's the point. Biden is now just as protected by the ruling that came out yesterday as Trump is. And I would dare say Biden might need it more. John from Lexington, South Carolina, says Associate Justice Thomas hinted rather strongly that the DOJ prosecutor for the documents case is not an valid appointment. Yeah, that's a question. So there's a real question here right now as to whether or not Jack Smith was appointed correctly, or whether he is an unauthorized, unconstitutional officer operating in a capacity never intended by Congress. I don't know the answer to this, but I think it has to be addressed. We'll see where it goes. John from Brownsboro. I've got a whole dipper I haven't gotten to yet, man. These text messages are taking over. John from Brownsboro says, following that last person's comment, can't 30,000 emails be equatable to 30,000 counts of obstruction and fraud? They got Trump on regular payments, after all. Let's see if I can figure out what you're saying to me. 30,000. Oh, Hillary Clinton. I see what you're saying. Golly bomb. Isn't that true? So Hillary Clinton and her staff find out that the feds need to see whether or not her server has 30,000 classified emails on it that were a violation of federal law. And they destroy not only the emails, they then take a hammer to the actual hard drive so it can never be reviewed. Great point. Lord. Hey, what was that guy's name? Mike T. Richard T. Why doesn't that account of Sarbanes-Oxley apply? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Phil, yesterday when I referred to you as Flip Wilson, I wasn't thinking, but Big Rig probably has no idea who that is. Flip Wilson was a comedian from the 70s. You weren't born. He knows that. Okay. Alex from Huntsville, again, says, heck, at least I'm not as bad as that Mike guy. Okay. And he says, what about pointing to other people doesn't change the fact that a violent mob was threatening staffers. Security guard did his job. Saying, but what about is lazy. It's not lazy. She shouldn't have been killed. I didn't say anything about security guards protecting staffers. I didn't. Then again, maybe we should talk about Pelosi had the offer for National Guard and chose not to take them. Okay. And then Richard T. from Madison tried to send me something, but it didn't come through. All right, listen, I'm going to jump into something here for a minute. I think I'm going to have to unpack this because do I even have time? I mean, good Lord. Here's the bottom line. We have got to stay on the alert about things happening around the world. I've got a whole third dipper here. I'm not sure I can do it justice in the limited time I have left because I have an audience that is so fully engaging that I want to spend time on your comments as much as my own sometimes, which is good. But national insecurity is the third dipper of the day. Let me just unpack this just for a minute, because I think some of this are things that we need to hear. Last Thursday, we saw the debate, right? All right. We saw the debate, and obviously the emperor has no clothes. Everybody saw Joe Biden in all his naked fecklessness. All right. There he was. The question is now running through everyone's mind, even on the left. Oh, my gosh. He's the president. Can he keep this country safe? Can he truly govern? I think it's a fair question based on what we saw the other day. If you can't remember people's names, if you get lost in the moment, if you look unstable, if the questions are, can he stand up for 90 minutes? I mean, those were all questions going in, and there were more questions coming out. And no one's denying it. The left is even saying it. His own staff is now letting us know. He really only operates best between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. What? The world does not operate on a 10 to 4 workday. Bad guys do not operate during regular business hours. The Situation Room is open 24/7 at the White House. And right now, we have questions about who's in charge. The man holding the nuclear codes is the man who couldn't complete a sentence the other night. Story from Red State came out Saturday. U.S. bases in Europe have been put on a high readiness to deal with intelligence warnings of a terror attack. So here's the thing. There are various levels of threat. You have force protection condition normal, and then Alpha, and then Bravo, and then Charlie, and then Delta. European, Western, Eastern, and Southern Europe U.S. military bases have now all been placed on force protection condition Charlie, which is the second highest. It's basically only put in that category when an incident occurs or intelligence is received indicating some form of terrorist action or targeting against personnel or facilities is likely. So basically, U.S. intelligence has said that there is a likely event, and they're working to determine where and how, but that within Europe, all of our military installations are now at FPCon Charlie. Until further notice, by the way. There's no time limit on it. No information released on the cause for the threat warning or the force protection measures instituted. Such alerts indicate heightened scrutiny of vehicles entering. Some cases, service members may be instructed to refrain from wearing their uniforms off post. There's other things happening that could be contributing to this. Paris Olympics open up in a few weeks. European football championships, both of which are big targets. But the bottom line is this. It's an unsteady world. And Joe Biden is the guy with the nuclear codes. And you have to ask yourself, I mean, the big elephant in the room right now is that you have to ask yourself, is he up to the job? And it's a fair question. And if you think it's not a fair question, you are deluded. Because national insecurity is where we are. And the world is, I'm talking about the world. The world is unsteady in many ways. Okay, so that's our military installations in Europe, right? Story around the same time. The Philippines has taken diplomatic action after a clash with China. China has been usurping more and more of the South China Sea, building man-made islands, claiming those as sovereign territory, and expanding their territorial waters to the extent that other nations, including the Philippines, are beginning to feel encroached upon. On more than one occasion in the last year, the Philippines has been asking to de-escalate tensions with China over contested waters, like places where they've always fished and traveled and transmitted goods and personnel. They're now facing, you know, boardings by Chinese Coast Guard. And we just had an incident where apparently something happened. I don't know what. But a deliberate boarding of a Philippine vessel led to a Philippine soldier being injured. He lost a finger, apparently. China's maintaining its actions were lawful. The Philippines are saying, you're in our waters. That's the world in which we live right now. Then there's this. Israel. We have watched as Israel is doing what it can right now to eradicate Hamas, and rightfully so after the October 7th attack on their nation. Hamas is a sliver right now in the Gaza Strip. But to their north is a much broader Iranian proxy called Hezbollah. And Hezbollah is like a nation within a nation in Lebanon. Hezbollah governs whole swaths of territory that the Lebanese government can't even go into. Hezbollah is heavily armed, has thousands of missiles. And Hezbollah is now saying they're prepared to go to war with Iran. Story here on Voice of America News, Dateline Friday. Iran is saying, should Israel embark on such a full-scale military aggression that an obliterating war will ensue? All options, they say, are included, including the full involvement of all their resistance fronts. Resistance fronts means all their proxies. Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis. Listen. And oh, by the way, and I'll just end with this. I'm not even going to get to North Korea. But the Houthis just sunk a ship in the Red Sea. I mean, is anybody seeing this? All the news right now is on what's happening with the Biden campaign. Do not lose sight of the fact that we have a world that is insecure in many ways. All right, you guys, we're going to take a break right now. Last break of the day. We'll take it and we will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Wow. Making common sense like a superpower. I tell you who else has got a lot of superpower common sense. That would be Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Jeff's on the line. What you doing, man? How are you?
I'm great. I'm in Nashville. Need I say more?
Listen, common sense says you got to find a better route. Every time we talk on the phone, you're like, I'm in Nashville. I'm thinking, man, drive around Nashville at some point. There's got to be a beltway or something you can use.
Well, you talk about Tennessee. I mean, talk about Alabama needing three lanes on 65. Heck, man, Tennessee needs about six lanes through here
going to
bypass somewhere.
No doubt. What do you think about all this stuff, man? What's on your mind from today's show?
Well, you know, you're talking about these threats overseas and everything. I'm worried about the threat that's right here amongst us with all these illegal aliens that come in and people from everywhere in the, over the world, and we don't have a clue who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, with my knowledge, I used to do explosives, and I'm a truck driver, and if I was a bad guy, now this is all theoretical, but if I was a bad guy and wanted to do harm to this nation, which I never will do, and I want to make that clear, I'm not suicidal, I'm not a traitor, but I could easily put together a 25 ton nitrogen bomb and deliver it anywhere that I can get. How close the proximity would have to be with a 25-ton, basically the same thing that took down the out in Oklahoma, the Murrow Building.
Yeah,
that was about a 2-ton bomb there.
Well, so where are we going with this? What are you telling me right now?
Yeah. With all these bad guys and people wanting to do us harm here, like the ones they just captured, not too long ago.
Yeah.
If they had, my knowledge of things and stuff and everything, and what they could wreak in this country, just it would be like a 9/11.
Yeah, well, I think that the nation has been made exceedingly more unsafe with the southern border being what it is. I mean, look at the exponential number of people on the terror watch list that have just come streaming across here in the last 3 years. It's been unreal.
Yeah, I mean, and you would be shocked at how easy something like that could be put together and done. Speaking of logistics and stuff, but if someone were hell bent on getting somebody and suicidal and didn't care who they hurt or harmed, it would be scarily easy.
I agree, and I think that, I hate to say this, but I think that small town America is a softer target than trying to do something like a New York or a major metropolitan area like that. About 30 seconds left, but what do you think about the immunity case that came out yesterday? Give me the quick version.
It basically saved Joe Biden's butt.
I think you're right. I think it did.
I think it kept you from a death penalty, tell you the truth.
Wow. All right, man. Hey, listen, we got to go. Be safe on the road, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, folks.
Have a good one, Phil.
Amazing audience. You guys made the show better every second of the day. All right. Phil Williams, Whiteside Radio. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great night.